Ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful 52 degrees this morning at 67 Main Street on the Green in Sharon. I did not wear a coat. I did not wear a pullover or anything this morning because I know when I'll go out into the showers later on today, it'll be close to 60, I hope. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Pat, bring me the weather Pagano.
Yes, and a good morning to you.
Good morning.
We had about 40 people, 40 trick-or-treaters last night. And I thought what was very interesting is that there was one bunch that I have to tell you that when I put out the candies, they said, small little boy, said, I really don't like caramel. I said, oh. It was the caramel with the sugar in the middle.
Yeah, the round thing, right?
Right. I said, okay, what would you like? He goes, well, I'd rather have the Tootsie Rolls. So gave him the Tootsie Rolls, and there was another one behind him, and he said, I like all candy. So I said, okay, great. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But anyhow, that's it for there. And
that's
today,
funny. You know, I never liked those. I like caramel, but I never liked the things with the round things with the white sugar in it. I don't know why. Because I love caramel. So I would have said to you, can I have 3 Tootsie Rolls instead of one of those?
Yeah, it was funny. Usually they don't say anything. But today we'll have variable cloudiness. There is a chance of showers. Very widely scattered. 65 to 70. We'll have showers tonight, mid-50s. Rain tomorrow. Low 60s and rain Friday night. Saturday showers in the mid-50s. It'll clear Saturday night and we'll have a sunny Sunday with highs in the mid-50s.
So now,
you're still thinking 1 to 2 inches of rain.
All right. Now, so for today, I've got Frontier Communications coming out to meet our engineer so we can get a new transmission line in at the FM site because it's obvious a tree is growing up in front of our STL, studio transmitter link. So what type of weather are they going to be working in today?
Because just cloudy with a few showers. I don't think there's going to be much rain. So we'll just have a few showers that you'll have to watch out. And aside from that, it will still be mild. You know, we're looking for temperatures to be in the 60s, which is, you know, pretty decent for this time of the year.
Well, it was nice walking out this morning to 51, 52 degree temperature. It was. I have to say that. It was nice.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
Well, it's, you know, yeah, because the past couple of, it's been, you know, it's been coats and stuff like that. So, yeah, so I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that this morning. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, so, and, you know, so far things are relatively quiet. We're not saying that we see any big storms or anything like that coming our way. So, you know, sit back and relax, enjoy it. What else could you say? What did I do yesterday? what did I do yesterday? Oh, I did some stuff in the yard. I had to take some of the water out of the fountain in the backyard. Yeah. But I know we'll get more. But I got that out of the way. And today, I'm thinking that maybe this afternoon, if I have a little
lights.
Time,
Christmas
I will use the, what do they call it? Why can't I think of it? One of those machines that spray and, why can't I think of that name? Boy, the pressure washer.
Oh, okay.
A pressure washer to do my sidewalks and things like that. Do it tomorrow. Today. So I'm hoping to do that this afternoon and get that done. And that'll be done for the fall.
All right. Well, I'm just hoping to get home. get inside, you know. Yesterday was a strange day. It didn't get as warm as I thought it would get around here yesterday. Maybe it's just me because I don't like, you know, I like warm weather. But I never really got comfortable yesterday outside, so. And, I mean, this morning, it was too hot in my house. I had to get up in the middle of the night and turn the heat down. I had the heat set at, like, 66, and it was still too hot in my house. The heat came on 2 or 3 times, so Oh, well, that's that. You know what?
And here we are, November 1st. And, of course, the clock goes back 1 hour this weekend. So you get an extra hour of sleep. And what's real important for me is the fact that the...
All the computers catch up.
The Weather Service, right. Yeah. The Weather Service does not change. So, therefore, all of our computer models will be coming out an hour earlier, which I'm happy about.
Which is a big help in the wintertime.
Yeah, it's good. So I could see things a lot quicker. And looking forward to that. Other than that, there's not much more to talk about, except, of course, you know, down south, they'll have severe weather today across portions of the lower Mississippi Valley and parts of the Gulf states.
All right. And we're locked into this. And what about Churchill Downs in Kentucky? Is it going to rain right into the weekend there, too?
So that goes, you said that goes in September, right? In November. I don't think so. I think that will also be looking at clearing and cooler weather Saturday into Sunday.
All right. All right, so there we go. Now, are you taking Tuesday and Monday off again? This is your last Monday?
No. I'll be back on Mondays.
Back on Mondays. We'll have Pat on Mondays. All right.
That's it. So I'm back on Mondays. Yep. And, you know, if I see a problem, that's another story. But other than that, the Mondays are over for now.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.